I'm here right now with Lieutenant Steve Young from the Chubbuck Police Department, who recently graduated from the FBI National Academy. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So, my first question is, how did this opportunity really come about? Did you always dream of going to the academy, or was this kind of a surprise when it happened?
No, it certainly wasn't a surprise. I had been on a waiting list, for 7 years. But in Idaho, you have to be a lieutenant before you can be selected to go to the National Academy. So, yeah, I'd been hoping for it for quite a while. And it's not something that you would normally want to do. You go through an academy when you start as a police officer. And then to go through another academy, a three-month-long academy away from home, can be daunting. So, but I was very excited about it and glad when I got my name pulled. So
why, I mean, you mentioned that usually people may not want to go to another academy after they already went through the first one. What made you want to go here?
Well, it's really premier training. Only the top 1% of police administrators get to go to this type of training nationwide, and so I was very excited about it. We've got two other graduates in-house. Our chief of police, Bill Guyberson, and my captain, Gene Higgins, are also graduates, and hearing them talk about the experiences they had, the education they gained, and the networking that they had was very appealing to me. So,
when you finally were able to get in, I mean, being on a waiting list for 7 years, that's quite the build-up time, you could say. So how did it feel when you finally realized that you got in?
Yeah, I was very excited. It's not something that you take lightly. It's a once-in-a-lifetime, once-in-a-career opportunity for law enforcement executives, and especially in Idaho, where we only send one representative from the state each session. I was very excited and very humbled and glad to have the opportunity.
What was it like being at the academy?
It was like being in college, I guess, in the dorm room setting. There's 250 of us. There's a representative from every state in the country. We had 23 international students. The training was extensive. We had classes each day. And the networking, moreover, was what the big takeaway was. But it was very comprehensive. We were all made to wear uniforms, and I had a dorm mate from Texas. So it was, the whole experience was fantastic. I would highly recommend it for other executives.
That sounds like it might have been a little bit of a shock going back to that kind of environment, maybe after being away from it for some time. But it sounds like you thoroughly enjoyed it. What were some of the biggest takeaways or the biggest lessons that you learned while you were there? I'm sure there are many, but the highlights?
Yeah, the highlight, moreover, like I said, the networking is great. Now I have a colleague in every state, and like I said, 23 other countries that I can reach out to if I have questions or concerns. Like I said, the training, the stuff that they taught us was great. There's a lot that I've brought back to my agency as far as helping officers with self-care and just doing things better, faster, more efficient, more professionally here at the Chubbuck Police Department. One of the things that I was very happy for was the fitness portion of the academy. They really reminded us that as executives, we've got to stay in shape and set that example for our junior officers to work up a sweat every day and be ready for the grueling work that's out there. But like I said, probably the best highlight is the networking, and also that there's over 50,000 graduates in the lifetime of the National Academy that now I have access to, that I can network with, that I can reach out to should I have a concern or a stumbling block or anything like that, that they can help me with. And I've already been doing it since I've gotten home to my home agency. I've already reached out to colleagues and had them help me with questions that I have.
That's wonderful. So are you, was it, I guess these, the networking that took place, was it with alumni of the academy or just a barrage of professionals in law enforcement?
Well, first off, with my section, so I was the 274th, I was in the 274th section or session of the FBI National Academy. But then beyond that, I'm now linked to any graduate from any session that's already started, and you know, and it will continue as future sessions graduate. I'll have their information. I'll be able to reach out to them should I need to.
That sounds like it's a great setup. They really apparently, well, and clearly know what they're doing to help you guys be successful.
Yeah.
You mentioned you've brought a lot of it back with you to the CPD. What did it change anything? Did the academy change anything of how you viewed leadership or communication? You said it changed how you viewed the importance of fitness and keeping everybody working up a sweat every day. Did it change your view on anything else?
Boy, that's a tough question. Good question. I think that it changed my perception on the array of leadership styles that are out there, and the ability to understand each of your employees, their personalities, how you can best work with them because of differing personalities, things like that. I also think that you know, the changes that we'll make here will definitely be impacted by the things that I learned there. And like I said, I've got two other graduates in-house, and it's been great to sit down and talk with them and talk about the changes that they made when they came home from their own sessions.
What would you say would be something that you, any advice that you would be willing, that you would want to give, if you could talk to anyone who aspires to be a law enforcement officer or all the law enforcement officers out there, is there any advice that you would want to impart? I know that seems like a tall order, but I'm sure you have much that you could tell everybody.
You know, I would say that to anybody wanting to enter the field, that it is a great field to be in. Service is not something that's should be taken for granted. When you can come out and serve every day, serve number one, most fiercely, your family, and number two, your community, and the agency that you work for, to come out and do those things each day and to go home with a good feeling, is there's nothing better than that, in my opinion. To law enforcement professionals that are already in the field, I would say that they need to continue to aspire to do everything that they can to achieve all that they want. We should be the ones who want to do more and not less, and really, we should be the ones they have to hold back, and the people that don't have to be shoved. And so I think it's neat that we're able to do things that are important to the community, and not to take for granted that that our communities do appreciate all that we do, even if they don't see us doing it. We're out there each day, and it's a great opportunity to serve.
Well, we sure are grateful for all the service that you've given, and all your colleagues as well. We really appreciate that. And I mean, I have a brother-in-law who's a police officer back in the Midwest, and so it's definitely hits close to home what you guys do for us. So thank you so much for your service, and congratulations on your amazing accomplishments. Is there anything else that you would like to add or say before we close?
Well, I would just like to say thank you. What a humbling opportunity to speak to you today. You know, the other thing is that I'm thankful for your brother-in-law and his service. And I would just remind folks to remember those who have fallen. We recently had a young man in Provo that fell in the line of duty. His funeral Saturday, and I would remind people to remember the law enforcement officers around them And don't be afraid to come up to us and say hello and speak with us. That's we like that.
That's some good advice to end on. I think sometimes people may feel a little bit intimidated, but we should not be afraid to come up to you guys and express our gratitude at each opportunity. Well, thank you again. I'm here with Lieutenant Steve Young, who is at the Chubbuck Police Department and recently graduated from the FBI National Academy. We really appreciate you, your time answering our questions. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.